Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Indeed, time now to focus our attention on the environment. It's time for Being Green, and a very good morning to John Richards. Top of the morning, John.
Yeah, hi Mark, how's it going?
Yeah, very good, and you?
Smooth so far.
Yes, we hope.
Yeah, it's in the environment, you know, yeah, we glibly sort of say a program about the environment. Suddenly I thought, well, do we understand what the environment is? I don't actually understand that definition.
Quite complex.
Yeah, when you start thinking about it, you get into loops and things. We all know what we mean when we say environment, but think about it and what is the environment, you know, the built environment, the natural environment, etc. And that, well, maybe you'll indulge me. I beg your indulgence on this one anyway, because we're going to expand the environment way beyond green. We've extended the definition of it beyond the limits of our earthly realm to the wider view of other planets, our planetary systems, our solar system, and beyond the solar system. You may remember the stunning images of Pluto, the object now known as a trans-Neptunian, but which in 1930 was bruited as the newly discovered ninth planet, way beyond and on the fringes of the solar system. For 75 years, nothing much was known about dim and distant Pluto, except that it was a remote and frozen object, possibly mainly spherical, possibly icy with a rocky core. And then, the flyby of New Horizons in 2015, and suddenly Pluto was a world with oceans of frozen gases, interesting and bizarre physical features, temperature, poles, rotation, real images of a real world, through state-of-the-art technology that is now capable, and a voyage lasting 9 years. As part of that, we can see with our human eyes that which we may not even have thought humanly possible. But now we know. The speculation is over, and yet even more mysteries are uncovered, which lead on to further exploration, and so on and so on. I want to extend the imagination as far as philosophically possible and define the ultimate limit of environment to the edges of the observable universe and to the earliest time that can be observed. And the device that will do that has been taking shape for more than a decade here on the surface of the Earth. Science has expanded our knowledge of what we are and how we fit into this mind-blowing thing we call the universe, DLL. Now, a new instrument will reveal all so we think. It's the James Webb Space Telescope. The Hubble Space Telescope revealed more of the universe than ever in the history of astronomical exploration. We saw, and continue to see, stars being born, black holes lurking in the centers of galaxies, more galaxies than we dreamt of, stretching back further in time, closer to the beginning. And the Hubble discovered a new species of energy, dark energy. Now, the James Webb Space Telescope will go beyond, and as with all new generations of instruments, discoveries will be made that are as yet undreamt of. The JWST, the James Webb, will reach into even earlier time and space and reveal the mysteries of how physical existence began, almost back to the Big Bang. In the cold depths of space, over 1.5 million kilometers out from Earth, 6 times the distance to the Moon, the JWST is set to stare into the vast expanses of space, into the distant past. It'll be 100 times more powerful and go magnitudes beyond what Hubble has achieved. The launch date is a little over a year away. Huge resources are deployed here on Earth to ensure success out there. I don't know how many billions, I've forgotten, but it's a lot. But it is a journey into the unknown, with engineering challenges into the unknown. Yeah, the James Webb Space Telescope on the brink of reality. You can find out more in a remarkable documentary. I really enjoyed it. You can download that from the web. Find it on the Northrop Grumman site. That's Northrop Grumman with 2 M's and an N. www.northropgrumman.com. Into the unknown.
It does sound fascinating, and I don't know whether I've got a grasp on this, but I understand that this thing or these things called dark matter and dark energy that we can't see, but you just you know they're there.
Yeah, we know it's there.
Apparently, take up 95% of the known universe.
Oh yeah, no, don't get me on that now. But so I'll do the short version. We can only see about 4 or 5% of what's really there. When you look out at the Milky Way, all those galaxies and all those things we know about, that's only about 5% of what's there. 95% is totally unknown.
It absolutely blows my mind. But there we are. Thank you very much to John Richards. And if you missed any of that information, then you can go to our website, www.fmr.co.za, click on podcasts, and within an hour or two, this morning's edition of Being Green will be up on our website.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get REMAX. Care, consciousness and commitment. At REMAX, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem. Skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. REMAX. Above the crowd.